Look at
Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 15, with the title, A New Way to Serve. The key verse in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And the title, A New Way to Serve, the pastor will come and share the message. In your congregation, you will never see what I will do. Then when you hear something that you never heard before, Pastor June will play saxophone. I'm not planning to just show off to someone or show off my talent. But this is a lesson needed, a lesson, the teaching of the word. And since the morning, we will study together with the title, A New Way to Serve. We know that we have been providing service, but how do we know, how do we know how we serve in a new way? And the key verse is 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And before I share, I like to praise God two hymns. The first is Amazing Grace. This is very familiar with all of us. And John Newton wrote in 1772, and it was printed in the hymn of the English church in 1779. It was born 725. He was an atheist. When he was young, he was forced to join the Royal Navy. Afterward, he changed into business, slave traders for many years. In 1748, in a slave trader ship, and the ship was had a storm, and so was having trouble. And Newton called out to the Lord. He was wishing that the Lord can be saved. And God answered Newton, and he overcame the trouble, and that caused him the seeking the Lord. I get to seek, and he came back to become a believer and worship him, and he was no longer a slave trader anymore, and he stopped that practice in 1755. In 1764, Newton became a pastor, and he wrote The Amazing Grace. And this poem is an illustration to back up for his preaching. And many have loved that. And it was becoming a music, and was very famous in 1779. Now, 244 years later, and on average, this hymn has been sung in about 10 million times each year. And the Amazing Grace has become very popular during the 1960s, during the revival of the American folk music. And there are thousands of discs or vinyl record has been produced in the 20th century. Let's all be of one heart as I want to praise God through my saxophone, but you will praise the Lord in your heart with me. Another hymn I like to play is Bridge Over the Troubled Water. This song has been used by Paul Simon, wrote in 1971, and he received a Grammy Award. The vinyl record of the two has been recorded by Elvis and Aretha Franklin, and it was sung all over the country in 1973. Simon, the group Rolling Stone asked to record, but there is another friend of Paul Simon is the singer Arthur Garfunkel, and Paul Simon introduced this to Garfunkel, and Garfunkel said, I have sung it more than 6,400 times. And every time I get a little visitation of the power of a great song, it moves me every single time. When I was in Toronto in 1969, two very famous people in America, which is John Kennedy and Martin Luther King, were assassinated because of racial tensions that were erupting across the U.S. There was racial tension at that time. The war was raging in Vietnam. And Richard Nixon was in the White House. And this song, Bridge Over Trouble, becomes a source of comfort to many people in America. And from the year 1970, I have known about this song. I know that in 1970, and the more I hear, the more I love. Because when a Dalina, an American singer who sings Vietnamese, and it has recorded on cassette, and I love this song very much. And today, I like to praise the Lord through this song, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, through the second song. And you will be at one heart to praise the Lord with me. Do you know why I am playing the trumpet 27 years? Have you seen me play the saxophone? And today I'd like to tell you that why I play the saxophone today, because I like to say one thing, that when we want to serve, you know, our heart, it is not too late to serve the Lord. And many, I have normally, I play many different instruments, from guitar, keyboard, harmonica, violin, and then banjo, saxophone. I have played some of them, and I hope that someday, whatever I know, I can use it to service the Lord. I loved the saxophone when I was young, but I could not imagine that I can play. First, I don't have enough money to buy that instrument. The second, the way to use the saxophone is very complicated. I'm not sure that I can overcome those difficulties, those challenges. And how can I prepare my breath to do it? And that just was a dream. And a few years ago, I bought this saxophone, and I was using to play in a skit of a Christmas, and then it was stored away. But a few weeks ago, I talked to the Lord, let me play, Lord. And so I took out the saxophone and practiced every day. I practiced, and I thought that one day I will praise the Lord with my saxophone. A good saxophone could be from $2,000 to $10,000, an instrument like that, and maybe it could be $20,000 of the good one. I brought, it's a new one, but you know how much it costs? Only $130. And so from there, I just broke in many strings, because this saxophone they sold for those who are just practicing only. But I told the Lord, my heart, let me have one time to praise you by the saxophone. And today, I have succeeded. And then, important, I want to tell you that there are many thoughts that I'm just too old. There are so many things. Then I have family to go here and there. I don't have time. I only thought that I could not do, I don't have the ability to do it. But is not true. If we bring our heart to want to serve the Lord will help us to do that would not imagine possible. I thought being the testimony of one employee showed that it is true. We have no ability, but the Lord has given us the ability required. That the Lord has helped me to practice that upon by myself, to serve the Lord with the heart, not just that we only wish. No, the heart is just a wish. The heart reminds that to put forth effort, the time, the money, something in our expense. My saxophone could not be as moving as other professionals, but when I heard, but when I play, I feel joy in my heart and myself encouraged, because we are can praise God in a new way by this saxophone. When I play the saxophone, that I love to tell you that and encourage all of you, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord in a new way. And I use this message in Luke chapter 7. The Lord had come to the Pharisee. He was invited to a banquet, and we saw there are the two ways to serve. What the old way is very dry. The new one is a more refreshing. Which one do we choose? Let the Lord shine onto our heart. Well, now presume. May we pray for a second. May you shine your words upon us so that our service will be valuable before you. That every life will be promising that we become an instrument in your hands, so that you can use our life for your glory. May the glory be yours. In all that we have made your heart, your word enter in heart. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. To serve the Lord in a new way, we have to look at the way we have served, the way that bring us in Thursday. When one of us invited Jesus to have dinner with him, Pharisee or somebody, they are a fake. They are only on the outside, but inside they don't believe. But Jesus did not use it to hate the Pharisee that way. But somebody invited Jesus, Jesus will come, even in the Pharisee house. Simon is a Pharisee who invited Jesus. But we look at how the attitude of Simon invited Jesus. The first thing that we see that this is a service is short of responsibility. The attitude of Simon was mentioned in verse 44. Then he turned to the woman, "Do you see this woman? I came into the house, but you not let me water to wash my feet. The water is to wash away the dust of the road on the feet. That's a custom of her." But Simon invited Jesus, but did not fulfill the responsibility. How about us? Let's think about it. If we want to praise a hymn, but we don't practice it to use our effort, whether could we even praise the Lord that way without preparation? We love that teach the youngster. Do we put the time to learn the Word of God? How the Lord will teach us through the material? And we only to base on the material and then we translate to others. That is not a kind of service the Lord desires. If we only base on our own ability and then we receive and do it in a superficial way, that is a way to serve without responsibility. We can be a leader of the worship, leader of a translation, to decorate, to teach the younger, to use all these equipment, or the one who take care of the babies. If we don't put our part in it, it will become a service without responsibility. Even us, when we come, if we only look at the worship just like an activity, this is the we view this as a congregate of some kind of religion, we will be lack of responsibility. And sometimes we see some trashes around, and we can see that all that it just tells us we are lacking of responsibility in service. To keep the hygiene on the orderly is a responsibility of each one of us here. This is not to bail on anyone. It is our responsibility. Now, with the heart, I want the word of the Lord to be completed successfully. I must spend my effort to prepare so that it could impact other people in their work. Let's look, the lacking of this Pharisee is that without love, service without love, without responsibility is already said. And without love, he even said that. The Lord said, you did not kiss me. Kiss. A kiss is to express the love with a special guest. Simon, in line with Jesus, but did not welcome without love. We could not serve Lord that way. We have to receive from the Lord so that we can give to others, that we can treat each other with love. But in our action, when we cause the division to a critic, become critical of some others' action, how could the love of God be expressed outwardly? All of us, we are not worthy. We have many weaknesses. We're not worthy before the Lord. We all have not worthy weaknesses, but the love of God give you and me for what? So that we can accept others' weaknesses. The love is the key of our faith. It's very important so that when God said to love with a new commandment, you have to love each other. This is a requirement. This is a commandment, not a choice. But if everyone will know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. John 13:35. That is so necessary. So service requires love, and the love that we have for each other, that will glorify the Lord. When we see the service of this Pharisee without responsibility, without love, and even service without respect. I come that you have not anointed my head, Jesus told the Pharisees. The anointing a special guest to express with the one invited Jesus to show respect. But Simon the Pharisee did not respect Jesus as a special guest. But if we serve it so that others can praise us, to respect us, but they did not see God in our service, then our service is a one without respect. We have to remember our love. Each one of us, whether we drink or do anything, do it for the glory of God. Just think about all the times that when we go out, we receive the food. If we are the first one, do we ever think about the people behind us that maybe not in the food for everyone? Will we glorify them that way? But some receive the food and bring it home. I saw. And so those are in the fridge. And then they left behind. And it rotted the grouping form. And we have to clean all that up. Would that show us the service perfect? But it is among us. So think about the service without respect. It caused many issues among us that will shame our Lord. This is the kind of service, without our respect. This Pharisee invited Jesus into, but has no responsibility, no love in his attitude for any respect in his way of service. Maybe just like in the first few we also sing, and then he says, do many other things like others do. Just like you. Everybody like feel that we are good enough. But when the word of God shines into our heart, we will see that all that we think about good of ourselves is wrong. Let's think about that. How this service cannot be dry out. But we need a refreshing in our service. In this invitation to this dinner, there is a woman who was sinful, came into the synagogue. He took a alabaster of perfume, and he stood behind him as a king. Why in this banquet there is a stage? Even the sinful woman can come into this Pharisee house that we do not cure her with or not. Only the rich person can come. They would put the tables outside to welcome guests. But they have some beds, just like we lying on the sofa to eat dinner, and that dinner can last a long, long time. A Passover feast from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the next day. And so the invitation to the banquet is just like that. And they have invited many teachers, rabbis, and outside guests cannot be invited inside, but they can come in and out of the house to know how the head of the banquet is treating the guests. And at the same time, though they invite whoever, they come to near the rabbi to talk about the word of God. And so they can listen and can eavesdrop. And this is where this simple woman has the excuse to come into this house. But we see that he has a kind of service, but that she has a way of servicing in a refreshing way. And the Lord said, this woman came and wet his hair with her tears, and then used the hair to dry them. Why did she come? Because she was ashamed of herself, of her sin. She knew that she is a sinful person. Now she wept because she knew that before is a loving Christ. Many times we hear a preaching, we hear a song, we hear a testimony in tears to touch our heart. Why are there tears? Because it came from the heart who met the Lord to bring the life of God in the testimony. In verse 26, whoever brings the seed will return in joy to bring back the fruit. Whoever cry about our children, anyone who cries so that our relative can receive Christ, or we just use our eyes and look for time, wait for time. With the world, crying is not good. But your heart can bring tears to God when you service the Lord in love. This is a way of refreshing service, because of humility in the Lord. She has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair. And this beauty has something very special for us. First, her hair, that is the alabaster of perfume. And everyone has to save the money to buy a perfume for themselves and bring it with them. That is an inheritance most precious to a woman. A Jewish woman would not let others to see the hair. A moral upright, where that nobody can see the hair of a married woman anymore, because that's a special. But here at the feet of Jesus, she used her own hair. Doesn't matter who will look at her. She doesn't care. She only the one thing, the most precious thing I give to the Lord. And by humility, she has done something that she would wish to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. She took the hair and wiped out the feet of Jesus in her perfume. Many times, we thought that we provide a service to the Lord, but is our heart in there? A heart is truly given to the Lord that this person would not know anything else. Many times we are ashamed. If we humble ourselves, we feel ashamed when somebody is more respectable. But the Lord has humbled himself more than anyone, so that he obedient to the Lord. And because of that, the Lord has bring him above all the names. The humility is the way to serve the Lord, pleasing to the Lord. Humility, so that we can be lifted up by Jesus. The third point that the lady has given example is the way of refreshing, is service and love. You did not give me a kiss. From now, when I came into your house, this lady kissed my feet. A kiss to express emotion toward another person. To kiss continually means that the expression of love is so clear. She went behind, only waiting, and only kissed the feet. She knew that she's not worthy. She knew she has no value before others. But her love for Christ is overflowing. She kissed the feet of Jesus, and in love, it is something very wonderful. If somebody wants love from the else, we do not know. We would have to give anything. This lady has loved of Christ. She knew that whatever she gave the Lord is not enough. We know she know that she is so lacking. And what she gave her. Oh, have we ever felt the fact that our ideas is not enough? Who in Mother Siri has said like this? The importance that how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. Just think about this. The love will cause us to give. Service from love will help us to do many things more than we can imagine. When we look at the service of this simple lady here, it is like a mirror for us to follow. She is a simple person, but her service is very special. Our service will be refreshing if we serve with our tears, it will serve with our heart, in humility, and we service with our love. The third point about this sermon, the service praised by God. What's the difference between what the Pharisee has served the Lord versus this lady? The service that will be praised by God. The Pharisee has invited into her home for dinner. We do not know what the food will be served, but we see that Jesus wasn't proud that she was invited. But Jesus wanted to show off this lady. Do you see this woman? Pharisee, do you see this woman? And we say, do you see this person? So, if we are one of the ones that Jesus referred to, how proud are we? Jesus did not show off the Pharisee. Jesus showed off the simple lady that in the eyes of everybody, she was despised. Nobody can touch her, can be ashamed to stand with her. In this banquet, Simon was at her. But what Simon did, the Pharisee, to show off to others to see, how to see that Simon has invited Jesus come into the banquet. But the deed of this woman, used her hair to wipe off the feet of Jesus with her tears. That is someone only for the Lord Jesus to see. She is only seeing our words and that person's words for the Lord. And the Lord will bless. Let's look at all that we have served. Have we served the Lord? That's what the Lord will show off us to others. The Lord will not show off when we serve others. The Lord will only show off when we serve, that the Lord receives, and that the Lord will pour out the life of those who serve the Lord that way. And here, the Lord showed off this woman. Not only that, Jesus, have mercy on this woman. Jesus told this woman, your sins are so many. When everybody looked at this woman, that is an ugly woman, a sinner. Did Jesus know this? Yes. Simon said, if you are a prophet, you would know this is a sinful woman. If you touch her, you will be cursed. Jesus knew that. Jesus recognizes that. But Jesus said, your sins is so many. Jesus did not say she did not sin, or she's a good person. She said, this is a woman with many sins. But what did Jesus say to this woman? Oh woman, your sins have been forgiven. Jesus took two and an image of a death with 5 denarii and 50 denarii, and this one have larger debt is the one of this lady, and this lady's the sinfulness is more than any other. But that person has been declared forgiven by Jesus. Dear congregation, whatever greater mercy can this woman have to have her sin forgiven? Your faith has saved you. This woman did not do anything, but the fact that Jesus saw her and he saw her, this one has a true faith in it. This is something of faith to go to church. It's not a faith of religion. It's a kind of faith to save the soul of this lady. And Jesus said, there is a relationship. It calls a relationship between the Lord with this sinful woman. And Jesus told her, your faith has saved you. The mercy of God to the lady is something more wonderful, too great. But Jesus said, the lady said, she continued to kiss the feet without ceasing, could not express the love of her forthright. When she continued to mercy, she continued to have mercy. So the Lord will be lacking him. The mercy does not continue to flow into someone who serves the Lord like this woman. This woman in these days before were unpeaceful. From now on, she will live in peace. Before, she was unpeaceful because she was despised by everyone. But now, the peace, because we know there is a God that forgive her. Before she was unfaithful because she lived so carefully, lived in sin, loved in the lust of the flesh. But the peace now has entered her because her life changed. She has the Lord Jesus Christ. Go in peace. I think that the word of the hymn, the trouble over which of the trouble, that is a promise that God has told us, walk in peace, in darkness, the hand of love will leave us, all the anxiousness, God will take care. Jesus is like a friend to help us in time of trouble. Jesus will make us overcome the trouble of this world. In the world of up and down, I will walk with the Lord. Work without anxiety. We are thankful because these are the comforting words from the Lord Jesus. But above all, in all of that effort of financial contribution, our ability that we get, keep your heart above all else, because the source of life from there will flow. the life will not be enough because we are too busy. When we have too much money, the life is not given because we put forth too much effort. The life is given only when we have shedding of tears, when the knees are healed, when the love of the Lord in the heart is flowing out. I have read a story in a story in Michigan. There's a one is walking through the mud toward a house. He was seeing that the rain and someone, a car is stopping nearby and they stop. A youngster coming out and walking in and out, tries and tries. And she was wet. He could not fix the car, some car trouble there. And he said, "Ew, this car is the same name as my car. This owner of the house. So let me help you to fix." And this little youngster said, "I have changed my starter, but I know this car. The starter normally would break down. Why don't you push into my garage? I will help you to fix this car." And this youngster is kind of hesitant, but there's no other way to fix this car. Well, might as well let this person fix the car. And afterward, this owner of the house fixed, and he took the part of his car and replaced it in this car for this youngster so that the engine can get started. And afterward, stepped away, and then the wife said, "Why don't you stay and eat dinner with us?" But this youngster said, "No, I have to go. Why are you wasting their money? I could not let someone come with a hungry stomach with it." But during that time, he did not want to eat anything. He was so anxious. And afterward, he was planning to leave, but the wife said, "It's still raining outside, and now you are so wet. Why don't you stay here? Spend the night." Well, normally, these couple would not let strangers into the house, but because of the situation, they let this young person stay with them overnight. And then, finally, he agreed to stay overnight. And the next morning, And the wife prepared breakfast. Now this young person become more joyful, and he ate all of his breakfast, and he said goodbye. But this young person did not go into the direction that he planned, but now he went back to his old direction. They didn't understand. And then time passes, many years pass, and this couple received a letter with from Chicago. "I don't know anybody in Chicago." So he opened the letter in Hebrew. "Oh, mister, you don't remember me, but I was the one who broke down on that late night. It was raining so much. I stayed behind. You have changed my life. You know that night I stole from my boss, and I ran away with a car. But the fact that the car broke down is something that happened as planned. I thought so much. I was so sorry for what I've done to my boss. So when I returned, I confessed my sin in front of my boss. But my boss did not bring me to the police, but continued to let me work in his factory. Now I have a family with two children. I do not have enough words to express the word of appreciation or give you some gift. I do not want anything from me, so I want to use my salary, and I put forward a trust to help others who are troubled in life. Maybe by this act of kindness, I can repay this couple. The word that comes from the Lord could be a kindness action, or to be concerned for others. God will use to change the life of others. But above all, guard your heart above all, because from there, all life will flow. May the Lord bless us with the experience of this kind of service. Let's read together the key verse. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Dear loving Father, we are thankful because we have been saved of this unworthy. The unworthy life of all our brother and sister here. May you have given us the role as children. We are thankful for your love. So because of this love, we can express the truth of our life. Many times when we serve you, we do not see that it was so dry in our service that nobody could see our loving God in us. May you forgive our sin. Lord, in this new year, to think about a kind of a service that is refreshing, that we will use our tears will flow for the soul of others. A service that our need of you, God, because the soul of others, of our relatives, of our children, may be lost. May our tears falling for them. Oh, dear Father, whatever we do, and one day we will stand before you. You will ask us that the days we spend on this earth, we will not be ashamed when we stand before you, Lord, because our service is so dry, not full of love. May you restore a new spirit that when we praise, we praise because recognizing that we have a lofty position before you as children of God. And when we serve, only one and only one that we serve. So may you continue to lead us and lead us in the next days, year. May you bless each one of us. We are thankful, Lord. Whatever we do, may you be with us. We lift up the body of Christ before you. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.